Seek sense pleasure if you must, then, but in a way which does not run counter to gaining the joy of worship. This can be done through developing the habit of discrimination and being discriminating in the sense pleasure you seek. Sri Krishna teaches in the Gita, and experience corroborates, that all contact-born happiness is productive of misery. To remember this, even while enjoying sense pleasures, will develop the habit of discrimination. Then it will be easier for a person to seek sense pleasure within the frame of moral disciplines, which is meant to preserve him for enjoying the highest bliss. Along with this, he should engage in suitable forms of spiritual discipline which are conducive to the joy of worship. Gradually, as his mind gets more and more purified, his interest in sense enjoyment will be less and less, and his interest in the joy of worship will increase proportionately. A time will eventually come in the life of the person who sincerely struggles on in this way, when he faces the necessity of setting aside even the joy of worship and becoming a firm seeker of the Supreme Spirit. It is one thing to seek the benefits of seeking God, and quite a different thing to seek God for his own sake, benefit or no benefit. When the seeker has inwardly grown to the extent of seeking the Supreme Spirit for its own sake and for no other motive than his desires for pleasure will have been sublimated, and this will be conducive to perfect control of the mind. Sri Ramakrishna teaches, when does the attraction of sense pleasure die away? When one realizes the consummation of all happiness and all pleasures in God, the invisible eternal ocean of bliss. Those who enjoy him can find no attraction in the cheap, worthless pleasures of the world. He who has once tasted the refined crystal of sugar candy finds no pleasure in tasting dirty treacle. He who has slept in a palace will not find pleasures in lying down in a hovel. The soul that has tasted the sweetness of divine bliss finds no happiness in the vulgar pleasures of the world. Many well-meaning but misdirected aspirants struggle with their desire for pleasure in a wrong way. In their earnestness, they do not hesitate even to do harm to themselves, but it is all in vain. Ultimately, they are vanquished, notwithstanding their honesty of purpose and sincerity. So it is very important to avoid this pitfall in handling the problem of our inner life, the desire for pleasure. Sri Ramakrishna teaches a helpful way on being asked when the enemies of man, such as lust, anger, etc., would be vanquished. The master replied, so long as these passions are directed towards the world and its objects, they behave like enemies. But when they are directed towards God, they become the best friends of man, for they lead him to God. Lust for the things of the world must be changed into hankering for God. The anger that a man feels towards his fellow men should be turned towards God for not revealing himself. One should deal with all the passions in the same manner. These passions cannot be eradicated but can be educated. What Sri Ramakrishna appears to mean by passions cannot be eradicated but can be educated is that the passions cannot be destroyed but can be harnessed and purified. if we direct our passions to lower things, we remain on a lower level. By linking them to higher objectives, we rise higher. If we link them to the Supreme Spirit, by their driving force, we rise to Him, and they, on the other hand, are educated and purified and cease to be passions in the ordinary sense. After a person has experientially, and not the body-mind complex, passions cease. For passion is simply desire wrongly oriented. In other words, desire can be a friend or a foe, according to the direction we give it. When desire is directed towards reality, it becomes an instrument of liberation and joy. When it is directed towards the unreal, it becomes the instrument of bondage and misery. Thank you.